Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're joined by Christopher McGown, CTO of Piston Cloud Computing. Welcome, Christopher.
Thank you. Hi.
So Piston Cloud Computing, that's a newer name on the scene for cloud. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your company and what you are driving in terms of cloud solutions?
So last January, my co-founder Joshua McKenty and I started Piston Cloud Computing. We were trying to take OpenStack, which we were both founding members of, and turn it into a product that is usable for enterprises with big data problems in regulated environments. To that end, we've built what we're calling Piston Enterprise OS, which is a cloud OS that itself assembles a cloud in about 15 minutes.
Awesome. And when you look at this type of solution, can you tell me a little bit about why this is an important thing for customers in terms of the cloud services that they're depending on?
The first problem that we're solving is ease of use. It's actually very difficult to put together cloud infrastructure and provide it to customers at scale. And we make it very easy to build a cloud with as little hand-holding and as little human involvement as possible. We also take very seriously security concerns about regulated environments. And the zero human involvement installation mechanism enables certain regulated industries to use cloud products that they wouldn't typically be able to use.
What is unique about your solution that you think is the best capability that addresses the specific needs of cloud customers?
So we have a unique proposition that we call the null tier architecture, which means that we don't differentiate between a server that is running the compute pieces or the compute resources from a machine that is hosting the storage. We run all of the services on every node in your cloud. Some nodes or some services depend on single point of failure systems that we actually master elect within the cloud itself that enables, in the event of a failure, a node goes away, it automatically self-heals and brings a single point of failure, such as a database or a queue server, up on another node transparently to the rest of the cloud.
What are the key criteria, do you think, for building a cloud infrastructure that's going to meet the demands that enterprises are going to have to move applications into cloud?
The very first thing that they're going to need, not even from a features perspective, but from just a market requirements perspective, is they're going to need to be able to show their cloud resources are just as auditable to their regulators as the physical resources that they're already using in their existing systems. Going beyond that, they need to be able to provision machines and bring up new resources at scale in a way that is simple from the perspective of an operator who's doing it, and at the same time, it's inexpensive from the perspective of the person who's actually paying the bills.
When you look at what Piston Cloud Computing has done with OpenStack, is there something unique that you've done with that platform in terms of delivery of unique value that customers should be aware of?
The unique value we've built on top of OpenStack is primarily in the way we deliver and deploy it. We deliver PentOS, which is the Piston Enterprise OS, on a USB stick that is installed by a systems administrator by plugging into either a top-of-rack switch or into a 1U boot node that auto-detects all of the servers underneath it and boots a hardened Linux distribution that is slimmed down to the point where it only runs OpenStack. So we've actually taken OpenStack and turned it into a cloud operating system that abstracts entire racks of servers into a single cloud without any moving parts or configuration on the part of the system administrator. We've also written what we believe is the first publicly released implementation of Cloud Audit, which was an IETF draft API for the automated assertion and auditing of cloud resources. And we donated the framework around that to OpenStack.
When you look at the work that you guys have done with Intel, you guys worked to create a prototype of a private cloud computing testbed and delivered a reference architecture through the Intel Cloud Builders program associated with that. Can you talk a little bit about what was accomplished there and why this is an important development for your company?
Yes, we've established a secure private cloud testbed in one of the Intel labs. We've provided a reference architecture. We're working with Intel engineers in the testing labs to develop benchmarks around OpenStack Swift, the object storage service. But our primary goal is actually to take some of the trusted computing work that Intel is doing in the CPU and with the trusted computing gateway and to generalize that in a way that enterprises or service providers can provide their own trusted computing gateways and have them interoperate in a federated fashion to enable security attestation of the virtualized resources despite potentially being hosted in a third-party data center.
And what's the importance of platform choice associated with this solution, and why is the partnership with Intel valuable?
We really like working with the Intel engineers because they've actually been very, very active in the OpenStack community. They came to what the OpenStack community calls the Diablo Summit to discuss the future roadmap of the trusted platform modules. They've worked with Citrix, Red Hat, and with IBM, and some other vendors who actually develop the hypervisors that OpenStack runs on top of to get remote attestation of VMs into the hypervisor themselves. They're working with us to develop future roadmap features of how to do attestation and distributed trusted computing that no one else seems to be looking at.
If our audience would like to learn more about the solutions that you're delivering to the marketplace, where can they get more information?
We have a blog on distantcloud.com. We also have our reference architecture up on the Intel Cloud Builders website. They can also email myself or my co-founder. And we also host regular hackathons, which are informal gatherings for OpenStack that introduce people to OpenStack and to develop new features or develop bug fixes for OpenStack that we host every 2 weeks at our offices in San Francisco.
Well, thank you so much, Christopher, for being on Chip Chat. We are very excited to be working with Piston Cloud Computing on delivery of cloud solutions to the marketplace. Thank you so much for delivery of the reference architecture through the Cloud Builders program. That Cloud Builders reference architecture is downloadable on the Cloud Builders website, and we'll expect to hear more from you in the coming months about the solutions uptake that you're seeing in the marketplace.
Thank you. It's been great talking to you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.